It is a real rarity in high school sports for a ninth grader to get offered a college scholarship by a big-time program. But WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of a school in Delaware where two Frosh are already receiving Division I offers.
Fans pack the stands for a midweek afternoon girls varsity basketball game between Sanford School and Ursuline Academy. With the regular season winding down, there's definitely interest in the rematch of last year's state championship game won by Sanford. But lots of folks, including the University of Maryland's head coach, have come for a singular reason, to witness the brilliance of Ursuline's two scintillating guards, Giselle Gigi Banks and Taylor Brown.
They're amazingly talented. I've been coaching basketball for 21 years at Sanford, and they're probably up there in the top 10 of players I've seen come through the state. I think the sky is the limit on how high they could go.
That's Matt Wilson, a coach on Sanford's outstanding boys team, raving about the ninth grade phenoms who started for Ursuline as eighth graders and scored half of their team's points in the 2023 title game. The two girls have been playing together in AAU ball for several years, and now big-time schools have come calling. Taylor rattles off her top offers.
So far I have Michigan, Florida, Penn State, Delaware, Harvard, Columbia, Providence, St. Joe's, and Michigan State.
Gigi also has a long list.
Mine is South Carolina, North Carolina, Ohio State, Texas, Harvard, Columbia, Penn State, Providence, and it's like 10 more.
Don't forget that these girls won't even take their SATs for 2 years. Gigi tells me what makes her backcourt mate Taylor so special.
Definitely her defense is what stands out the most. I could count on her to get any type of steal, and then we always see each other on the court, and we know each other's game, so we just play off each other and play to the best of our ability.
Taylor returns the kudos.
I think the best thing about Gigi's game is definitely her passing. Like, she always makes sure she gets everybody involved. She passes the best to the bigs I've ever seen, and just the way she pushes down the floor and, like, puts pressure on the defense.
The girls exuded effervescence during our interview, despite having lost to Sanford in a double overtime nail-biter just minutes before. The pair combined to score 55 of Ursuline's 71 points, so suffice it to say they dominated the game. Gigi sank several long three-pointers and fed teammates with laser-like passes. Taylor graced the court with her silky smooth moves and hawk-like D. But don't think they aren't anxious to avenge the defeat in the state tourney that starts next week.
We still got more to come. Sanford's definitely a good team, and we'll see them back again.
Ursuline coach John Noonan says it's been a joy coaching such precocious players.
It's enjoyable to watch kids play in sports that they love and have passion for. They make plays that, you know, a lot of regular kids don't make, and that's why they're drawing so much attention.
Coach Noonan also emphasized that his responsibility to the girls goes beyond what transpires on the court, that academics and maturation are also a priority.
It's part of the coaching staff's responsibility to try to prepare them not only for basketball situations but also life, try to help them develop as young women.
Gigi's dad, Freddie, says it's no accident that his daughter and Taylor are playing at the all-girls Catholic school in Wilmington. Ursuline's a perennial Delaware power. It was also the proving ground for two of the best female players to ever come out of Delaware. Val Whiting, who played in the WNBA a quarter century ago, and current pro superstar Elena Deladon.
It's a dream come true. It was calculated. They've been playing together like the last 5-6 years, so me and her father thought that it'd be a great ideal for them to play in Delaware, build a legacy, and we'll see them in college sometime soon.
Both girls have big aspirations. College stardom, perhaps the Olympics, and the WNBA. But when their playing days are done, Gigi wants to be a hoop coach, and Taylor plans to be a pediatrician. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.